Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so excited to pray with you. A prayer of the righteous person is very powerful. So we pray together. We are righteous people because we believe in Jesus Christ. I would like to encourage you and build your faith up by reading the scripture. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 say, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, Jesus, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." We believe in the promises of God, and we believe that they are yes to us, and we say Amen because we agree, and we're going to pray according to God's promises. Let us choose faith over facts. Let us walk by faith, not by our sight. And we will see God's best for our life. And this is hope that we have. We believe that the promise of God that God gives to us will come to pass. God is working behind the scenes. What He promised you and me is right on the schedule. Let us believe for God's blessing and God's favor. We expect God to turn things around. We trust Him to open the right doors. What God promised you and me does not have an expiration date. In Psalm chapter 106, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever." I believe that God is faithful and He will keep His promises. When we pray according to His promises, it will come to pass. What God says in the Bible will happen in our life. That's why we pray together, and we're going to pray according to the promises of God. Psalm 33 verse 4 says, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does." We believe that the word of God is right and true. It's not a lie. And we believe that it will come to pass. So let us read the scripture together. Let us read the promises of God and put faith with the word of God together and pray together. And we will see the result. We will see the miracles. Psalm chapter 50 verse 15 say, "And call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me." The Lord promises that when we call on Him in the time of trouble, He will listen and He will deliver us. Let us pray together. You may be facing some trouble right now, maybe financial trouble or health trouble or job or business trouble or family trouble. We believe that when we call on Him, He will take action. He will put His hand on the situation and fight the battle for us. Father in heaven, I pray with my brothers and sisters right now. Lord, I pray that You will take care of my brother and sister. You will really take care of their trouble. You will change the situation around. The trouble will turn into the blessing. Lord, we believe You will help them. You will set them free from the trouble, and they will see the miracle, and they will fear You and honor You, Lord. Therefore, we declare the Lord, the Almighty God, will help my brothers and sisters in the time of their trouble, and victory will come in Jesus' name. Amen. God can refresh your life and prosper you. Our Lord is a Lord of prosperity, and He wants to refresh your life. In Psalm 68, verses 9 to 10, "You send abundant rain, O God, to refresh the weary land. There Your people finally settle, and with bountiful harvest, O God, You provided for Your needy people." Let us believe God together that He will refresh your soul, your physical body, and He will provide for your needs. Everything that you need, the Lord will answer you. He will open the right door for you and help you. Let us pray together. Father, I pray that when my brother and sister are discouraged or downcast. You refresh their heart. You give them joy. They will be encouraged by you, Lord. Your Holy Spirit will quicken their heart, quicken their soul and their emotion, Lord. My brother and sister will not live in depression. They will live in joy and peace that is beyond understanding. And Father, we pray that you shall meet their need, Lord, either physical need, financial need, relationship need, any need, you shall move your mighty hand and meet their needs supernaturally, Lord. And they will see that the answer is from you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We believe you listen to our prayer and you will answer them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm chapter 75, verse 10 says, "For God says, I will break the strength of the wicked, but I will increase the power of the godly." Let us believe that God gives us strength and gives us power to do the right thing. Actually, I just experienced this strength and power from God 2 days ago. I am in Thailand right now, and 2 days ago, we had revival meetings, and 3,000 people show up in a meeting. I and Pastor Da lay hand on 3,000 people in about 3 to 4 hours. And it's amazing. After 2 services, I was not tired. I still have the strength and energy. I know God gave me strength and power to finish the work and to serve His people. I totally believe that our God, the Holy Spirit, can strengthen us and empower us, and we can depend on Him. Father, we pray together that you will strengthen my brothers and sisters in Christ here. You shall empower them, and they can accomplish what you call them to do. They can be a successful housewife, husband, parents, minister of the gospel. They can do well at their job. They can handle the pressure. They are strengthened in their spirit, their soul, and in their body as well, Lord. We pray that the power, the strength from God will be upon them when they need the power from you, Lord. I believe, Father, that you answer our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 75, verse 10 says, "All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." I believe that the Lord will honor you. The Lord will exalt you. The Lord will lift you up, and you will be above reproach. You will be high, not low. You shall be above, not beneath, because you are righteous people. You are repenting Christian. You obey God, and God will lift you up. Let us pray together. Father, I pray that you will lift my brothers and sisters up. They are righteous people because they believe in Jesus and they repent of their sin, Lord. Lord, their life will go up higher and higher in their job, in their business, in their ministry, in their parenting, in their marriage. Lord, their life will not go down, but only go up. They will be like eagles who fly above the storm of life, Lord. I pray and believe, Lord, your hand will be with them. Lift them up. If they fall, you will lift them up again, and you will help them to go up to the high mountain of the Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible promises that He will give us victory over enemies in life. We have 3 kinds of enemy: our flesh or sinful nature, Satan and demons, and 3, the world system. God can give us victory over our enemies. Psalm 81, verses 10 to 14 say, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over their own stubborn heart to walk in their own counsel. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries." The Bible says clearly, when we repent, we turn our face to Him, we ask Him for help, He will put His hand against our adversary, which means our enemies. So let us repent of our sin, turn to God, and ask God to help us. Father, we want to repent of our sin. We turn to you. We approach the throne of grace, Lord. And we believe, Father, that you will help us to have victory over our enemies, the work of Satan, demons, the sinful nature, and the world system. You will give us, Lord, the power to overcome all the temptations, Lord. We believe and declare, through Jesus Christ, we always have victory. And we are more than conquerors. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe God answered our prayer. You are provided, you are lifted up, you are refreshed, you are victorious, and the Lord helped you in the time of your trouble. May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me to pray together. Please pray with me in other clips in this series called Praying God Promises. And I believe you're going to see a lot of breakthroughs, victory, healing, and miracles in your life. And the Lord will get all the glory. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thankful.